And Mary's looking for the piece of paper.
It was on February 13th, I guess. And 14th, I guess. Mark said, "Do we have any more of these?" And I said, "Yes." Mark said, "That's good. So we can give Rossi some when he gets home." And I said, "He thinks they're disgusting. I think they're good, though, don't you?" And Mark said, "I know they're good. That's what."
Marty said, "I don't, Daddy, I don't want too much jam. I wish you didn't give me too much jam." And what he meant is, I wish you wouldn't give me so much jam. I wish you hadn't given me so much jam on my roll. I wish you wouldn't give me too much jam, is what he said. Marty said, "Last night everybody was out." And he said, "Yeah." And he said, "I don't mean a werewolf dream. I don't mean a werewolf story. Dream silly. I mean a lot of stuff."
In real life, they just teased about in real life. Yeah. Well, and so what did they do in the dream? They teased?
No!
What did they do in the dream that wasn't like real life?
In the real life.
They what?
They teased.
They teased.
Yeah.
Is this about your dream or is this about real life? They were going to eat them?
The people.
The people. What people?
No! Who said that? I wish. I hope you don't have that dream. Because you might get yuck.
Yum.
And I didn't get yuck.
No, Mark, I can't have that dream unless you tell me about that dream some more.
No way, I don't want you to have that dream.
Okay.
Because that's a little bad one.
Good.
Because they don't. They bite.
Do you?
Yeah. They eat people.
You do?
If they're outside in the dark. Yeah. Only in the nighttime they eat people if they're up. But they just teased that in real life.
They just teased it in real life?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they didn't in the time life.
I see. That's
they didn't in the time life. They mean it in the time life. Turn to four.
One big bite. One big bite, you can go. Okay, now bring the rest to Daddy. February 18th, I was telling Ross and Mark to clean up the room. And Ross said, "Dad, what I wanted to tell you was that I'm an Ewok, that I'm an Ewok lover. When it's half moon, I turn into an Ewok. Remember, I told you that at camp." I guess this is true. He probably did tell me, but I don't remember it. Good. Ross and Mark are playing with Play-Doh, and Mark, he said, "What are you going to do with it? Make a bridge out of it?" To Ross. His first case of him asking a rhetorical question. Answering his own question. He said, Ben broke one of those pretty things that Ross is playing, not the Play-Doh fun factory where the men are going, but the pretty thing that Ross was making. What he meant is he broke the actual Play-Doh chain that they had made. Okay, Ross, don't break up Marky's pretty spaghetti, okay?
No, that's mine.
Well, but Marky said that Ben broke it up.
No, yeah, but I didn't break anything.
Well, did Daddy break it? A little bit? Did you break Marky's little snake?
What snake? You mean mine that I made?
His fire hose.
This one. That's that Mark, you mean the one that I made. It's called an eye.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Ben, you could be, while Ross is doing that, you could be doing some work making some tools for the firemen. Do you know how to make tools for the firemen?
Yeah, but I want to...
Ross has said that the Play-Doh was the... These are the bent bones of the dead fireman. Firemen. They heated down, he said. I guess he meant that they melted down. Then Mark, here's your stuff from last night. And he said, you mean you left it over so I wouldn't have to do it again? In other words, I had left up his block set up from the night before. Mark wanted me to put some poor toilet paper in the bathroom, and I didn't. I said, see, there it's done. He said, oh, I thought it was like the other guys. And I said, yeah, it is like the other guys. He said, yeah, but when you took that thing off, you had to pull that part back and then put that part on. It was being very inarticulate about what he meant. I think he meant that he thought it was like other things where you just put it on, but in this one, in the case of the toilet paper, you have to pop the roll out, which is difficult. That's an extra difficulty. Marky, I told Marky not to squeak, and he said, ow, and I said, was that a squeak? And he said, no, I'm just saying, ow, it's not a squeak. A little earlier, I said, Mark, you're a beautiful boy, a lovely, beautiful boy, and he said, why, because I stick my bottom out? And I said, no, silly. This is just, we're just driving in the car. This is February 23rd. Why are you squeaking now?
I'm just saying now.
But it's a squeak. It's a squeak type thing. We call that squeaking.
But it's not.
Sure it's squeaking.
Uh-uh.
Why are you saying that?
That's talking, saying now.
That's human being talk?
Huh?
That's human being talk?
It's when you say ow.
Yeah? Is that human talk? Why don't you eat your waffles? You want more syrup on them?
No, there's not more. There's waffles.
Warm plate there.
Yep. Marky said, Daddy, come upstairs and I'll show you something. I'll grab your hand and I'll follow you. I mean, you'll follow me. Right, Mark? Okay, what are you going to show me?
Look.
Mmm.
See what I made?
Excellent.
I made this.
Cloud City?
No.
What is it?
T for teaching school.
Teaching school? You're going to pretend you have school today?
No. See, here's a swimming pool, and this is where they have gym class.
Nice.
They just get up here and jump off the board into gym class. And when you want to splash in the water, you go up this and jump and splash.
You guys have a nice setup here.
Yeah, and this is so the water can get in the gym class, right?
Yeah, Martin's pointing at the swimming pool there. Mm-hmm. Very good. Ross was pointing at the various parts of the block as he was talking. The block setup.
On February 23rd, Mary and Mark were in the kitchen, and we weren't saying anything. We had been talking, and then we didn't say anything for a few moments. And Mark spoke up and said, "You know, this Ewok is quiet of the all," which was quietest of all, but he said it the other way. And then a little later on, he said he was doing. Carrying on some kind of antics. And he said, you know, that boy at school one time, he did this, and he showed me what he had done. He made, he jumped or something. He did that because he thought it was funny. And it was funny, so I tried to do it too. Anyway, emphasis was on was. It was funny, so I tried to do it too. Well, this is something else he did. Mom, I finished those crackers. And that was the first appetite I ever eated. And then he ran out of the room and he started running up the stairs and he yelled back, "And this is the first winning I ever go." Later on, he said, "When Daddy comes down, he'll have to pick this full old little boy up." What was happening was he had just eaten. This was last night, and Brian came home, and he had carried Ross upstairs. He was going to carry Mark upstairs. And Mark was waiting for him, and Mark had eaten a lot of crackers or something. So he said, "When Daddy comes down, he'll have to pick this full old little boy up." A little later. Mark was playing with his blocks, and he had put the Ewok on top, and a spot inside of the blocks, a little square room inside of the blocks, where one of the characters, the action figures, was lying. And he said, "This is a park place. He doesn't have anywhere to live, so he buys someone to live." And I said, "You mean he buys a place to live?" And he said, "Someone to live, not a place to live. He makes a place to live with."
Today is February 26th. And said to Marky, I said, "Are you having fun with Joey and Ross?" And he said, "Was, still." In other words, I was having fun, and I still am. He said, "Was, still." And looking out the front window, he said, "There are four mailboxes that we can see." In other words, he was being clear that there are certainly more mailboxes than four, but of those many mailboxes, we can see four of them. And actually, it turned out there are actually about 10 mailboxes visible from our front window, but some of them are very much hidden behind plants and stuff. Although you can actually see all 10 of them. "No." "Did you go to the store?" And I said, "No, I went to the dentist." And he said, What did he do?" And I said, "He fixed my cavity." And he said, "Lots of them?" And I said, "No, just one cavity." And he said, "I thought you said cavities," and emphasized the plural. And I said, "No, I just had one of them." He walked out the door and saw the boomerang, and he said, "Hey, somebody keep this out all day. K-E-E-P-E-D. Okay. Who put it out there, Mark?"
"I don't know."
Okay, tell me when you want to come in, hon. Anyway, the boomerang had been sitting out in the snow, so he said, "Somebody keep this out there," or whatever he said, "all day." Mark, he said, the boomerang made a drip and a drap and a droop. It was, and a jut, whatever. He says, "It was neat, you should have sawn it," S-A-W-N. "Come and see it." I told Marky to go look in his closet for the ring clown, and he said, "I looked it." In other words, I looked for it. And I said, "You looked for it?" And he said, "Yeah, I looked a lot of places." Well, Ross, that I don't think you're using your time wisely at school. And he said, "I might not be using it as good as I could, but I'm using it as good as I can." In other words, I guess what he's saying is that
The theory says that I could do better, but in fact I can't.
I was asking Mark what happened after you put in the tea bag. And he said it changes color and it tastes is good. An ES on the end of taste is with an IZ on the end. I said to Mark, if the Ewok gets dirty, we'll throw him in the garbage. He said, when he gets disgusting, dirty and disgusting, then we'll throw him in the garbage. He's already disgusting, so let's throw him in the garbage. And I said, no. Okay, let's throw him in the garbage. He said, no, I don't mean for real. I asked him if that's okay. He said, yeah, it's okay, but I didn't put syrup. There's not enough syrup here. He was eating his French toast. It's true, there wasn't enough syrup for his pancake, for his French toast.
Mark said, it's all bumbled up. See what I mean? It's all bumbled up. What you mean meant was the edge of the can was bent out of shape. Therefore, he couldn't get the lid on. I said, oh, you mean it's misformed. He said, yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, hi, misformed. How you doing, misformed? Laughed, and he said, why'd you laugh?
All down under the covers, and he said, I went down there to see if there was any mouse. And I said, well, was there any? And he said, no, no mouse, no anything. And we'll see, before that, he said, in the meantime, first he said, I said, you want to go down and watch cartoons? And he said,
I don't. No, I didn't say that.
He said, I don't want to do any rough up, he said.
No, and then I said.
Yeah. And then he said, in the meantime, no, let's do rough up.
In the meantime, we do rough
up. Right, in the meantime, we do rough up. And then he said, I said, in the meantime, huh? He said, in the meantime, what does that mean? Is it mean time? And I said,
yeah, it's when you're pretty mean.
In the meantime, we do rough up. He was, you know, I'm sure that the first time he didn't mean it that way. He just sort of thought about it after he had said it and thought that was a good idea,
yeah,
way of explaining it.
In the meantime, you're mean.
No, you aren't mean in the meantime.
Okay, I'll be mean in the meantime.
Rick and I are going to crash the castle. Mark said, I'll get my gloves so when I crash it, I won't get hurt. I'll get out of the way, as we said. Now push it.
Great, Mark. Good puncher. Good puncher. Punch the bottom now.
We were telling Marky that his blocks were a tea house, and Marky said, no, it's just a house, I keep on having to say. Yeah, he had to repeat it several times. We said, it's a tea house. And he said, no, it's just a house. And then we said, it's a tea house again. And he said, no, it's just a house, I keep on having to say.
I keep on having to say,
H-A-F-T-I-N-G. Yeah. I keep on having to say. At the top. I'm going down to eat breakfast, Mark.
But I
didn't
see the roof.
What?
I didn't see the roof.
He said, but you didn't see the roof. Okay. You didn't see the roof. Very nice roof,
I
Mark.
I had to stack them together.
Okay, can I kick it up now?
Huh?
Can I kick it up now?
No.
Can I kick it and break it up now?
No.
Why not?
Because every day I make a building, mm-hmm. it has to stay there a lot of days and a lot of nights.
Really?
Okay.
No deal. No. We kick it up. As soon as you make it, we kick it up. Ready?
No way.
Get set.
No way. When we can do it, mm-hmm. we can do it.
Well, when are you going to say?
I'll tell you when
you go say. Okay. I'll see you at breakfast, okay? And then when I'm done with it, you can kick it, okay? I thought you said that, Mark. Mark said,
I did my setup all up before you even ate. In other words, I finished my breakfast even before you got started. I finished making my castle even before you even got started on eating breakfast.
Came down and said, Daddy, when are we going to punch the building? And I said, after breakfast is over. And he said, but I need to wait now. I mean, Matt knows I don't want to wait. I want to do it now. I want to punch it now. Mark, he is building a robot. He shows upstairs and he said, and the stairs are the very first thing that I had to make. In other words, that's the first part of the robot setup he's making with his blocks, the stairs. I'm wearing the green handband because it's close to St. Patrick's Day. And I looked at him and he said, well, it's not close to it, but it is the calendar of it. In other words, it is the month of it. Marty said, we're taking a break. And Ross said, the reason why is that I have to go poo, which is true. Ross said, I have to go poo. And I said, okay, we'll take a break. And then Martin said, we're taking a break. And Ross said, the reason why is that I have to go poo. And I said, yeah, the other reason why is that Daddy has to eat dinner. Anyway, it was interesting for Ross's statement of the reason why, so explaining to Marky reasons why things are true. But by the way, today is March 3rd.
Said, now where's that Ewok I was searching for?
See how I get dizzy, Mom? And she said, yeah, you spin around. You said, no, it's how I get dizzy. I spin around. Even that's how I get dizzy. That's how I get dizzy, too, is what he meant. Marty's trying to knock in the door by karate kicking it. Said, gee, this door's tough as I thought it was.
It'll take me for weeks.
He said, it'll take me for weeks to do it. And when he said, this door is tough as I thought it was, or whatever I said it was, he said, D-O-R, apostrophe, S-T-L-U-G-H. In other words, not this door is as tough, but this door is tough. So both is and as became ellipsed. Not saying, you could have said, this door is as tough as I thought it was, or this door is... Well, I guess is as tough as, but he took both is and as and made them into a